Princess Celestia, the Changeling Queen, Chapter 13, Life-Changing Decisions. To be or not to be, that is the question. William Shakespeare, Hamlet. Cadence stood alone in her bridal chamber, clothed in her immaculate gold-trimmed white wedding dress. As she examined herself in the mirror on her bureau, Cadence placed her hoof on her chest in an attempt to calm her wildly fluttering heart. She breathed deeply in and out, but instead of calming down, she began to tremble. The alicorn bit her lip and tried to bring forth happier memories. She recalled when she had met Shining Armor in Candlelight High School. She had always liked the stallion's kind demeanor and noble character, and found herself attracted to him. It was only during the dance where they both worked up the courage to ask each other out. Back then, their relationship had been very tenuous. He was constantly in awe of her, and she was always afraid of driving him away. It was then that Cadence and the freshly minted Royal Guards pony, Shining Armor, were sent on a diplomatic mission to the Griffin Empire. This high-stakes political game was where their relationship truly evolved. Cadence had found herself back-to-back, sometimes literally, with Shining Armor. And by the end of the assignments, past awkwardness has been washed away and their love for each other was restored. Inexplicably, Cadence's smile faded as her recollections were swept away from a single question.
Then why was your so-called love unable to distinguish between you and Chrysalis?
Cadence closed her eyes, trying to force her fears into the recesses of her mind.
Why did Shining fall so quickly to Chrysalis' spell? Does he even truly love you?
To her horror, Cadence felt panic rising in her chest. Squeezing her eyes shut, she bit her lip and winced in pain. But nothing could silence the dark voices that whispered in her mind.
I wonder what kind of fun Shining had with Chrysalis while you were gone.
Cadence, may I come in?
Cadence blinked, spun around, and tripped on her wedding dress. With a cry, she lost her balance and shut her eyes against the expected pain. But it never came. Wearily, Cadence opened her eyes to find herself surrounded by a golden glow. At the door was Alternia, in Celestia's form. Gently, the changeling in disguise shut the door and set Cadence on her hooves.
Are you alright, Cadence?
Asked the changeling. Cadence glanced cautiously at the form of Celestia, but all she saw was concern.
I'm fine,
snapped Cadence. Alternia stepped back and eyed Cadence.
I thought Chrysalis was the one who played the high-maintenance bride,
teased Alternia.
Well, she fooled you, didn't she?
Retorted Cadence. Alternia's eyes widened as Cadence trotted away from her and began to haphazardly stick flowers into her headpiece.
Cadence, I know you're not alright. How can I help you?
Asked Alternia. The changeling trotted forward and levitated a few of the most ragged roses out of Cadence's mane.
Please, Alternia, just drop the charade. I'm not your niece. I'm not even the same species as you,
sighed Cadence. And yet the alicorn didn't resist, as the changeling continued to pull roses from her mane. Alternia smiled.
Cadence, you will always be my niece. Even after today, when you were carried beyond the horizon in a golden chariot with the love of your life.
Cadence blinked, and her lips twitched in the hints of a smile. Yet Shining Armor's betrayal was still fresh in her mind, and those same lips twisted into a snarl.
The love of my life, who can tell me apart from a bug queen that acts nothing like me?
Exclaimed Cadence, as she slammed her slippered hooves onto the table. Expensive brushes, polish, and makeup flew off of the bow and fell to the floor. Alternia's horn lit up, and before the items could hit the carpet, Golden Magic caught all the items and arranged them carefully back onto the bow.
The love of your life, who was hypnotized and horribly deceived by a changeling queen in disguise,
reminded Alternia. Cadence couldn't hear any contention in Alternia's tone, neither could she see it in the changeling's reflection, but she continued to glare at the mirror.
That doesn't change the fact that he betrayed me! If he truly loved me, he should have known!
The alicorn yelped as the rose poked her ear and was forcibly spun around in her chair to face a glowering Alternia. Her magenta eyes were cold, with that flash of disappointment that Cadence had so often seen when the young alicorn had done something inexcusably wrong.
Cadence, you should know that better than any pony, perhaps even better than me, that love does not work that way.
I know!
Wailed Cadence.
Then... Wait, you do know?
Gasped Alternia, quite evidently taken aback. Cadence couldn't stop her uncontrolled emotions from flowing down her cheeks and sniffling her nose.
I know! I wanted this day to be perfect, but it's been anything but perfect!
The alicorn turned to her bow, trying to ignore the figure of Celestia standing behind her own reflection.
Shining isn't to blame for anything. I know that he thought he was being considerate, and I know that he couldn't do anything against Chrysalis' hypnosis. He apologized to me so many times, and I've forgiven him, but that seductress, she shut me in the caverns, and...
Cadence shut her eyes as she tried to block out the memories of the crystal cavern. She had stumbled around in the darkness of the cavern, dirt and mud and dust getting all over her coats, and aimlessly she had wandered, without food, without water, and when her magic couldn't keep up with it anymore, without light. But the worst thing, though, had been the silence. The cold, empty darkness. Except now, all she could feel were two warm legs wrapped around her, like blankets, shutting out the cold. Alternia rocked her back and forth, like she had always done. She could also feel the changeling shivering in anger, perhaps even guilt.
Chrysalis got her filthy, old hooves all over shining armor, and I can't help but feel hurt. I know this isn't his fault, and I know it's over, but why am I feeling this pain?
Cadence found her head tipped up by a cool golden horseshoe, so that she can look up into Alternia's understanding smile.
Cadence, you were imprisoned in an abandoned catacomb for more than 24 hours. It's alright to feel hurt and abandoned. As long as you recognize the fact that Shining Armor isn't at fault, you don't need to blame yourself.
Cadence blinked and raised her hoof to wipe her nose, but found her nose already being wiped by a tissue held by Alternia's magic. Relaxing, Cadence allowed the changeling to fuss over her and reapply makeup ruined by tears. Silently, the Alicorn sat. Feeling the familiar hooves of her aunt, she expertly added the final touches to her wedding look.
Cadence, let me let you in on a secret.
Cadence's ears straightened as she felt Alternia speak into them.
Shining Armor has very delicious love.
Cadence turned and frowned at Alternia, who chuckled and carefully applied some blush to the Alicorn's face with a puff.
To changelings, emotions have very distinct tastes, and love is not an exception. I am almost certain that Chrysalis wanted Shining Armor because the love that he has for you is one of a kind. It is a love that is so unique and complete that I'd be lying to you if I said I wasn't slightly jealous of you.
Cadence blushed, surprised at the strength of Shining's love for her, but at the same time somewhat embarrassed.
But Alternia! Shining's mine! Get your own stallion!
Squealed Cadence, setting her lips in a perfect pout. Alternia raised an eyebrow, but it was easy to see that she was trying hard not to laugh.
If you doubt me, remember that it was the combined power of yours and Shining Armor's love and magic that expelled all of the changelings from Canterlot. A stallion with a love that strong would be the envy of all changelings. I think Shining's been traumatized enough by changing queens chasing after him,
said Cadence reprovingly. For a moment, Cadence saw a flicker of sadness pass over Alternia's visage. It was quickly banished, but the changeling's voice took a serious tone.
All the more reason that you should never let him go. Whenever you have an argument or a disagreement, remember that he loves you.
Cadence froze. The intensity in Alternia's eyes stopped her from automatically nodding, for she knew what Alternia spoke of. In her travels to hone her powers, the Alicorn had come across many shattered couples. Their bonds of love were so warped that it would take all of her strength to even foster grudging respect for the other. Occasionally, she just had to give up, for there was no love to be remembered. What Alternia was reminding her of was the sad lesson that she had to accept with her aunt's guidance. The moment Cadence came to that realization was as if time had turned back and she was a young filly, listening to her aunt's advice on what to do on the first day of school. There was no doubt that Alternia was the aunt that she had always known, whom she looked up to, was babysat by, jumped into bed with, had tea with, played with, and loved. Blinking away the moisture in her eyes, lest she spoil her work her aunt had done, Cadence smiled, as wide as she could.
Thank you, Alternia. For everything. It was always my pleasure, Cadence.
Said Alternia, just as white of a smile on her face. Cadence trotted forward and was folded into her aunt's embrace. On her forehead, she felt the slightly warm brush of Alternia's lips before they parted.
I'll see you at the wedding,
said the changeling as she exited the room. But out of nowhere, an idea popped into Cadence's head. It was unplanned and desperate, but she knew it was the right thing to do. And perhaps it would make Alternia feel a little less guilty for her deception.
Alternia, wait!
Her aunt paused at the doorway, mystified, but Cadence's resolve didn't falter.
I have told you that I have no parents, and you know that I was raised by a village of earth ponies from my childhood. And after I redeemed Prismia, you suddenly appeared. Yes, though now that you know my true identity, I believe that was the actual Celestia that you saw, not me.
Remarked Alternia. Cadence found herself derailed from her train of thought, and she stared at her aunt disbelievingly.
Wait, you mean... Yes, that was Celestia of 1,000 years ago. It seems that even within her coma, she can still access that special place. It seems as if only Alicorns can go to it, but I've only heard of it. But I digress, after all you've told me of your meeting with her. So, what were you saying?
Collecting herself, Cadence looked up into Alternia's eyes.
Alternia, would you give me away to Shining Armor?
The changeling's features morphed from shock and surprise, to embarrassment, to pride, to overwhelming joy, and then settled on a wide smile and a slightly furrowed brow. It was somewhat comedic to Cadence. Her aunt had always seemed so sure of herself, and she had to cover her mouth with her hoof to suppress her laughter.
But I'm presiding over the ceremony!
protested Alternia weakly. Cadence would not be deterred, and she felt her eyes narrow. She wanted this, and she could see it from Alternia's shaking hooves that she wanted this as well badly.
Ask Aunt Luna.
She's not going to be happy with you for this,
warned Alternia. Cadence rolled her eyes, unbecoming for a new bride, but there were other things more important at the moment. She knew that Luna could be dealt with if he knew what buttons to push, but it would be for naught if Alternia kept finding excuses. Why did her aunt have to be so responsible and selfless at times?
Alternia, I will deal with any consequences. For on this day, I want nothing more than for you to be my...
Cadence coughed, as she suddenly found the word stuck in her throat and her eyes awash in tears. As she wiped her face, Cadence saw that Alternia was trembling slightly, staring at her in complete disbelief. The Alicorn wasn't surprised. Alternia had been revealed as a changeling only a few hours ago. Cadence bit Alternia she still hadn't forgiven herself for her deception.
How strange that I, whose talent is in spreading love, was raised by a changeling who feeds upon love.
Thought Cadence, finally able to swallow the lump in her throat.
Mother, would you give me away?
Silence. And then a joyous smile so uncharacteristic on the serene features of Celestia, but not upon Alternia's mask. The changeling cried happily, and made no effort to staunch the flow of her tears.
Yes, yes, please,
said Alternia. Cadence's vision blurred as she raised the hoof to wipe away the aggravating moisture, but Alternia conjured a handkerchief, pressing the soft cloth to her face. As the changeling wiped away her tears, Cadence found herself cast back into her memories. A young Cadence, huddled in a strange, all-too-large bed. A few hours ago, she had been on an awe-striking tour of Canterlot, but now, she was homesick and scared. As a shadowy figure entered her room, she flung her tear-stained blanket over her head to hide her puffy red eyes. Wrapped in darkness, the filly Alicorn clutched her protective blanket all over her body, yet the cloth barrier seemed to slip from her grasp. The Alicorn then shut her eyes, only to hear a sweet-sounding tune as the blanket was gently tucked around her. A quiet tune, both refined and tender, that lulled her away from her worries to a peaceful sleep. An older but still filly-aged Cadence slumped down as the boorish royal tutor went on and on about some obscure griffin history. Celestia walked in and woke her up with a playful noogie, before she informed the tutor that he had his facts wrong. When the tutor protested, Celestia simply replied,
"Were you there?"
A still older but full-aged Cadence cried into Celestia's soft coat. Her pet owl Easelrip had just passed away. A Cadence in the last of her full years happily licked her strawberry ice cream cone as Celestia ate a spoon from her bowl of Rocky Road. On the tea table between them was the acceptance form for Princess Celestia's School for Gifted Unicorns. A preteen Cadence stared at her aunt. The Alicorn's cheeks were flushed and her jaw was agape as Celestia explained in a very matter-of-fact voice the more sensitive parts of a mare's anatomy. A teenage Cadence stepped onto the podium and graciously received the silver medal at the Equestria Young Flares competition. Even though she was so far away, Cadence could hear the cheers of her aunt. Senior year, Cadence sat with a giggling Celestia as they discussed, well, stallions. Particularly a certain white-coated blue-haired unicorn stallion. An adult Cadence, bruised and battered, gazed upon in despair as a griffin raised his razor-sharp claws. Shining Armor lay unconscious a few feet away, surrounded by a ring of immobile griffins. Out of nowhere, a golden beam of light blasted the griffin. A zap and Celestia teleported into existence. Immediately, she embraced the exhausted Cadence and teleports both her and Shining Armor to safety.
Alternia? Yes, Cadence? I love you. I love you too, Cadence.
I wonder how Luna would feel about this, though I'm pretty sure that she would be very supportive of it. Anywho, let's get on to our Shining Donators. Top Donators: TacoCat598, Peter Coulthard, Jay Tin Man, Darkside, Gauntlet, and Only One Thing. Zar630, Strix, Raiden, Narwhals, Black Moonheart, Drake Love Dragon, Pastel Skies, Magazine, Dospo, Madman Stan, Delta Omega, Jack Hedge, RuneScythe9852, Hunter Norman, Stephen Bingham, Dash of Evergreen, Rhiney Dragonwolf, Ponyman, Tal Rasha, The Toilet Snake, Sword Brethren Mordred, Ron and Wandering, Random Person Man Guy, Easy, Skyochia, Leslie Prickett, Jordan Peterson, Crimson Kitsune 9, Lightskin, Monster Kitty, Tim Bob, Needs a Life, and many more bright people. Thank you all very much for watching this video, and live life to the fullest.